We are great.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The theme of this retreat is what?
Empower.
Empower for exploit. Empower for exploit. This morning, just to charge us off, we'll still going to Bible study, we'll still go, you know, the man of God will still come and speak to us, and the Lord will be granting him all chance. But just to charge ourselves this morning, just to make us understand why we are here, so that we will not think it is just one of the gatherings. You see, I've always said it, and I will say it again, that over years I have discovered, of course, when we get to maybe the middle of this program, you will see this place filled up. But you see, in the beginning like this, there is a blessing attached to it that is unfortunately those ones that are going to miss it. But well, if it is interview, we said people should come for by now. Some people will be here 7:30. But because it is God, you know, God is not going to gain anything. But the truth is, there is always blessing attached to any commerce before the Lord. And you will not miss yours in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So empowered for exploit. That is what God wants to do for us. He wants to empower us for an exploit. There is something in the mind of God. There is something God is looking forward to achieving. There is something God wants to achieve with individual life. You see, sometimes, I don't know whether it has occurred to you before, that you discover that when you are passing through, especially the marketplace, you just discover that a lot of people are in the market, hitting one another, and you wonder, we are just so many of one again. And do you ever ask, for what purpose? As we are talking now, we are giving back to children. Children are being born people now. We that are alive, we are so many, they are still giving back. But David said, when his brother Eliab said, I know you are such a boy that you will not see that. Who did you keep the sheep with? He said, is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? Do you think I'm here by accident? Do you think I'm here at this time just because it's a coincidence? No. There is a cause. There is a reason why I'm here at this time. And you see, we're born because of a purpose. There is something, there is a time that God is intending to hit. And in hitting it, he's looking for arrows that he can use. And that was why we were born. And if you have not discovered it on this mountain today, you will discover the essence of your existence in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Empowered for exploit. That is the mind of God. Of course, when we get to the Bible study, you will be seeing some other things. But the reality is, you will discover that there is an exploit. There is the perspective of God to exploit. It is highly unfortunate that the church is shifting ground, but by the special grace of Jehovah God, in this place, we that are here, our focus will be redirected and will be fit into the plan of God for our lives, even in this end time, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Empowered for exploits. Empowered for exploits. Of course, when we look at exploits in the dictionary, it's an English word. Exploit means doing something extraordinary. Exploit means breaking rules. Please don't respond by breaking rules as if raising disobedient people. No. Doing something that is beyond the natural course. Doing something that is beyond what, you know, they will say, this is how it has always been. Something that will come out and then people say,
So can this thing ever be done? That is exploit. And God wants to empower us as His church. As His church, He wants to empower us
for what?
For exploit.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. You know, I was going through, you know, a WhatsApp message yesterday. And somebody now said his pastor packed a jeep in front of his house. No, is it his pastor? A pastor in Bilibor, you know, packed a jeep close to him and said, come, let us pray very well, especially you that you like money cry. Hey, that they will not come and cut off your head like they did to that woman in Abuja. He said, because they are really, really planning to Islamize Nigeria. And the man said his response was, the Muslims cannot Islamize Nigeria. It is church that will Islamize Nigeria by themselves. And he began to explain. He said, when you're supposed to be building people, you are busy building edifices. He said, when people are starving, of course, they will just come with money and help them, and they will sweep them off your back. And when they sweep them off, of course, by the time you look at your back and see that people are gone, then you discover that you are already in the minority. He said that is how it's going to be. He said, but when the church become reformed and they know what to spend church money on in the perspective of God, then I'm telling you, it will be difficult for any devil to hold Nigeria to answer. Hallelujah.
God is empowering us. Now, I mentioned Islamization, isn't it?
Don't think Muslims are our problem. Muslims are our problem. In fact, and say force behind that Islam, that is our problem that we must deal with. When we deal with it, even Muslims will come to accept Jesus. That's the reality. So they are not our problem. That same force that is working with them is the same force that is working with technology, working with science, working with tradition, working with everything to make sure that Christianity does not exist. It's the same force. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Empower for exploit. Just like an overview, I want us to look at one thing. And if you want to write, you can write that.
The Holy Spirit, the power of exploit.
The what?
The Holy Spirit.
It means when we say Holy Spirit, our own definition for Holy Spirit this morning is what? The power for exploit. Now, invariably, what we are trying to say this morning is that there is no way you can make any exploits in the kingdom if you don't have the Holy Spirit to lead your life.
Hallelujah.
And I want us to look at it from the scriptures together.
Now, if we talk about exploit, why do we now need exploit?
Is it not because we have left a particular original place?
When God created Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden never needed miracle. Did they need it?
Eh?
They don't need miracle.
Because they were living in the miraculous every day. Is it? They don't need
to start praying, Lord, we want to see you. Lord, we want to see you, because it is normal by the cool of the day, God.
Do you understand?
It's a life with God. It's a natural life that God has given human beings to do what we believe. But because we have to, and then we fell away from that level. We fell away from that level. That is when now we need restoration. We need empowerment. We need all of this.
They were here before. You know, created the man until man chose. Until man chose willingly to do what? To leave that realm from the realm we are in now.
And the Bible says in, let us look at 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8.
We will start from there and look into what it is actually the work of the devil and see what God is equipping you and I to make sure that it's not.
1 John chapter 3, verse 8. Anybody?
But he who commits sin, who practices evil doing,
evil practices, yes, evil doing. Go ahead.
Evil doing is of the devil.
Is of the devil.
Take his character from the evil one.
He took his character from who?
Evil one.
From the evil one. Yes.
For the devil has sinned.
For the devil has sinned.
Violated.
He has violated what?
The divine law.
The divine law.
From the beginning.
From the very beginning.
The reason the Son of God was made manifest.
That was the major reason why the Son of God was what? Made manifest.
Visible was to undo.
He was to do what?
Undo. Destroy.
To destroy.
Loosen.
And to loosen.
And dissolve.
And to dissolve.
The works the devil has done.
Any other question?
Whoever continues to sin.
Now, listen to me. Are we talking about that when you become born again, you cannot sin again? Is that what the Bible is saying? No. It's not saying you cannot sin again. It's something that you are not expected to continue in sin. So even if by mistake you sin, then you have to repent and make sure that what? And make sure you are not in it anymore. Praise the Lord. He that continues in sin, yes?
Belongs to the devil.
Belongs to the devil.
Because the devil has sinned from the very beginning.
Because the devil has sinned from the very beginning.
For this very reason.
What was the reason, please?
To destroy what the devil has
what? Has done. To destroy what the devil has done. That was the major reason why the Son of God was made manifest. Take it.
So be it.
Is of the devil.
Okay, evil does it is of the devil.
Yes.
The devil has been sinning.
For the devil has been sinning from the beginning.
The reason is the Son of God appeared.
This is the reason why the Son of God appeared.
Was to destroy the devil's work.
Was to destroy the devil's work.
No one who is born.
It's okay. It's okay. The reason why Jesus came. May I tell you, my dear, the reason why Jesus came is not so that you can have children.
Yes.
It didn't come so that you can build skyscraper. In fact, it didn't come so that you can have buildings. I pray these things will be sent into us.
Amen.
He didn't come for all those. Of course, they are part of our inheritance, in fact. Are you hearing me? They are part of what we should benefit as God's children. That what? That we are having excellence, performance in school, we are building houses, we are buying houses, but that was not the original reason why Jesus came. He came for one purpose. What was that purpose? To destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. And you see, if the church does not go back to this, for to this very reason, then I'm telling you, the church will never make it. If the church does not return to this very purpose, then we will live a purposeless life. And you know what then? If I send a child to go and do something for me and he did not do it, he will come back and say, okay, instead of whatever. Isn't it? Yes.
So don't think because, you know, thank God for the church. We have a lot of comfortable quotes. Oh yes, thank God this morning. I'm born again. I'm born of Christ. I'm seated with Christ above. In heavenly realms, I cannot sin. I cannot fail. I can't. It's almost impossible to be there.
doing it to be the devil. In fact, the devil will require that you keep on voting to get votes and make sure that your life does not destroy those ones. Are you with me? It doesn't matter to me. Keep on voting. As long as your life does not stop its work, it's okay. But stop voting and make sure that even silently where you are, devil's work is being stopped. Then you'll be on the list in hell. You know, many people, they are not known in heaven either, and they know in hell. They don't know them anywhere. Heaven does not know them, hell doesn't know them. Do you know why? Because they are both eligible to heaven and hell.
God be able to do those things. You know, I told you in my assembly there in my church,
I told them, I spoke about a particular occult man. He said there are three types of human beings upon the earth. He said there are what?
Three types of human
beings. He said there are men of the light, there are men of the darkness, and then there are what? Specimen. Please, what's the meaning of specimen?
Something in
that.
They want to carry out a research.
They want tests. Okay, they use for tests. Any other English supply English? Something for experiment. Something they can. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said, if you don't know God and you don't know the devil, he said, then you are what? You are a specimen. Which means, when the devil carries out a particular discovery, you know, they can come and use it on you and see whether it will work. Because there is no power of resistance. You know, sometimes when US, in the days of the bush, when US just fabricated a new weapon and they want to test it, they will make sure that they push maybe two nations into fighting. They want to go and test that and whether it will work. So the moment war breaks out, they decide now. And they say, yes, we are moving in our equipment and we are going to deal with the other nation there. What are they doing? They just want to test. Do you know why they are testing their mistake in the other place? Because those ones are harmless. Eh? Let them fabricate new weapons today and go and test the North Korea. You know they cannot have that. Because North Korea is already their enemy. Full enemy. Who is telling US that they are coming to bomb you very soon? And of course, US citizens, they are scared today because of North Korea. Praise the Lord. Yeah.
For this reason was the Son of God made manifest. That he should do what?
That he might destroy the works of the devil. Was Jesus an expert worker? Did Jesus make any expert worker?
Yes.
If there is any expert that Jesus made, that made heaven to recognize him and give him a name that is above every other name, that when we mention his name, every name bows, that expert is that what? He put his thought to the works of the devil. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So this morning, as we be charging ourselves up, brethren, let us know it. That you are not born for just being born sick. You are not born just because your mommy and daddy just said, should we still have more children? And they say, let us have one more. And they just keep at it. That's not the reason why you're here.
Tell your neighbor, you are here on purpose.
You are here on purpose.
Say it as if you meant it.
Said, for this reason, the Son of God was made manifest. That what? He might destroy the works of the devil. Why? Because from the beginning,
the devil has been doing many things that was anti-God. If we look at the book of Genesis, you know sometimes when they say the beginning,
We heard that there are thousands of years between Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 and Genesis chapter 1 verse 2. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It was created perfect. Perfect. But between
chapter 1 verse 1
and chapter 1 verse 2, the devil has been there in heaven and he has been sent upon the earth. Huh? And he was darkness personified. What? Darkness personified. Let's look at it. Genesis chapter 1. Yes?
God created the
heavens and the earth. God created the heavens and the earth. Yes. Are you hearing me?
king. We are the children of the king. And the children of the night, they are the ones that walk at night. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the devil came, between chapter 1 verse 1 and chapter 1 verse 2, he took over the whole earth. How? How did he take over the whole earth? He deposited all the fallen angels into every region. Are you hearing me? They took over all the lights. And they report to them as what? As their God. Why? What brought the devil upon the earth? Who can tell you what brought the devil upon the earth? What brought him upon the earth? What was the sin he committed?
Rebel against God.
And what did he do to the one that is stand to rebellion?
He said he will raise his throne.
He said, I will raise. My God, oh my God, you see, there are mysteries in the Bible. There are what?
Mysteries
in the Bible. The Bible says, you see, when I start studying the Bible, I discover that there is a place in heaven that is called the north. There is somewhere in heaven called the north that only the desire is permitted to sit there. Because whosoever sits there will receive the worship of all humanity. Whosoever sits upon the throne will do what? We sit. Whosoever sits upon that throne in the north will do what? We receive the worship of all humanity. And the devil felt, what disqualifies me from sitting there? That was what he said, I will raise my throne above the stars of God in the north. And God said, that is not your place. That is not your place. Why should you sit in the north? It is my son that is permitted to sit there. Mysteries. Hallelujah. It is my son that is permitted to sit there. What the devil was doing, even in heaven, was to dethrone Jesus, was to supplant Jesus, was to make sure that Jesus did not sit where he belongs. He wants to be the one there so that he can receive worship from men. And God said, it's my son that is to sit there. Have you ever read in the scriptures? The Bible says promotion does not come from what? Forget it. If you can find it, find it. There is no not there because promotion comes from the north. He said, promotion does not come from the east or west. That does not come from the south. He said, but it comes from the Lord. Why didn't he say it does not come from the north? You see, there is a mystery about that north. Are you hearing me? And the devil said, I will be able to throw myself in the north. But you see, later, let's look at Daniel chapter 7. Let's look at Daniel chapter 7. And we see the original person that was supposed to occupy that place coming to occupy it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Daniel chapter 7. Okay. From verse 13.
In my vision. At night.
I looked.
Death before me was one like the Son of Man.
When Jesus came, what title did he give himself?
Son of Man.
Do you understand now? He never called himself any other thing than what?
Son of Man.
I saw someone like the Son of Man, yes. The Almighty Jehovah. Are you hearing me? And he was brought before him. Yes.
And was led into his presence.
Yes.
He was given
what?
Authority.
Glory.
And supreme power.
All peoples. Nations.
Amen.
Of every language. They must worship him.
His dominion and
everlasting. it will never pass away.
His kingdom is one that will attack.
And his kingdom
is one that
yes, will never, yes, they will never be destroyed. You can see that. His kingdom is such that can never be destroyed. Who do you think that was? So if anybody tells you Jesus is not God, tell that person he doesn't know the scriptures. Who else can take worship but God?
No.
Some years ago, I wrote an article and I said, what is God? And some people called me and said, what do you mean? You are not serious. Why can't you say who is God? I said, no, I know what I'm talking about. Because God is not the name of everybody, it's a title. Like Mr. Are you hearing me? God is what?
Not the name of
anybody. It's not the name of anybody. In fact, if you are worshiping your stomach becomes what?
Your God.
Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. God, when we say God, don't let us look at it as if, God do that. Any other person, you see, to the other worshippers, who is their God? To the other worshippers, who is their God? To the other worshippers, who is their God? If there is a book for all Batala worshippers, like our own Bible, all Batala will carry it with capital G. You don't understand. We are writing small G's for them because we believe Jehovah is the only God. And we are writing capital G for Jehovah, isn't it? If all Batala worshippers, we also have their own Bible, all Batala will be back to you with the capital G. Because they will believe his what? He is God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Please. Am I permitted to speak on English? Or to mix it? I should mix it. You know, I'm just conscious of you that we are moving the message on it. That's why. You know, many people outside there before I can't do it now. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
You see? Old guys is soft. Praise God.
Tiru awon tin se ise buru
ibẹ̀ la ti wá wọ ogun ètò àwọn kìíní
orí kẹta ẹsẹ̀ ẹ̀jọ̀ ọ̀yá Jọ̀hánù kìíní orí kẹta ẹsẹ̀ ẹ̀jọ̀. Lẹ́sì bá lẹ́sì bá ṣe mọ̀ pé àtún ṣe sẹ́yìn nítorí ẹ̀jẹ̀. Yes. Jọ̀hánù kìíní mi sọ pé wẹ̀ Jọ̀hánù. Jọ̀hánù kìíní orí kẹta ẹsẹ̀ ẹ̀jọ̀. Yes. Ẹni tó bá dẹ́sẹ̀ ti èṣù ni. Torí láti àtẹ̀tẹ̀ kọ́ṣẹ́ ni èṣù ti dẹ́sẹ̀. Nítorí ìgbìyànjú ọmọ ọlọ́run ṣe tààrà. Ẹ̀dọ̀ ṣe Jésù ṣiṣẹ́ agbára àdúrà yìí. Ṣé ó ṣiṣẹ́ agbára nígbà tó wà láyé pẹ̀lú wa? Ṣé ó ṣiṣẹ́ agbára? Tí iṣẹ́ agbára kan tó bá wá tí Jésù ṣe. Èyí tí wàá kún fi gbé orúkọ rẹ̀ ga tó fi jẹ́ pé bí a bá tún gbé ní orúkọ Jésù kò gbé gbogbo lẹ̀. Iṣẹ́ agbára tó ṣe ní pínlẹ̀ o gba Jésù jẹ́.
Praise the Lord. Wow. Okay. Praise the Lord.
Àwọn sọ wípé kí gangan ni ìdí tí Kristi fi wá sáyé, ìdí tó fi wá sáyé ni láti rí o, láti pa iṣẹ́ òṣùrù. Torí pé láti ibẹ̀rẹ̀ ni Sàtánì fi ṣiṣẹ́. Àwọn kan tó wà láti sọ láàrin ní padà sí mọ́. Praise the Lord. Oyè àkókò.
Amen.
Send I.
Abi.
Kini baba na wa se? Kini baba na wa se? O si so pe bi baba se ran lo se se kini? Ki lo wa na wa to ka se? Ah. Sheri, evangelism is one minute aspect of destroying the works of the devil. Of course, Tamatojo, let me tell you, it's just one aspect. I don't care, last time, Larry, he shared your own vacation. And you will have a song, and I shared 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 a song, to get out, she got that.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God.
tó bá sì ti yé wa ló ń bí ní tẹ̀lé tó bá yé wa tó bá yé wa kákókò bá lọ ẹ àwọn òbí ayé ọlọ́run ìlú ẹ yóò bá yí wà ṣàkọlẹ̀ ní bó bá jẹ mẹ tó bá ti ṣe jẹ rẹ tó ti jẹ dáadáa sí ọlọ́run ìlú ẹ ọlọ́run ìṣòro ṣèṣe tó ní ìlú káwọn èèyàn pọ̀ lẹ́yìn rẹ all the needs ṣe é kọ́kẹ́ nínú bíbélì èèyàn méjì ọlọ́run máa wá ní gbogbo gbà ẹni méjì èèyàn kan ló máa wá a ní ojú mi sì lọ káàkiri gbogbo ayé mo sì wá nílé owó èèyàn kan tọ́kà ló kàn sí bíbí pẹ̀lú ẹyọ kan yẹn tí bá lù ú ẹ̀rọ pàṣápá ló gbé yẹ ṣùgbọ́n èèyàn kan yẹn ọlọ́run wá kí yóò yọ praise God. Àti lẹ́bí ti wá wá ti wá pàṣẹ ìṣòro. Kristi sì ti wá o ti ṣiṣẹ́. Ẹ̀mí tí Kristi ti gba agbára tó fi ṣiṣẹ́ àti pàṣẹ ìṣòro. Ẹ̀mí kan náà ló fà wá náà. Praise the Lord. Mélòó ló wá ló wọ́n pé Jésù Kristi ni ẹ̀mí. Torí wọn ní ìmọ̀ àwọn èèyàn ọlọ́run ni o wọ́n sì ń ṣe tí ṣé ó yẹ káwọn èèyàn ọlọ́run ọlọ́run gbogbo àgbáyé ṣe é káwọn ṣe yìí ṣùgbọ́n kí ló máa fi ṣe ṣé àwọn pété ẹ̀rọ mi ìlú bàbá lọ́gbẹ́ máa lẹ́yìn sí tọ́mátọ̀ pàdé ẹ̀kọ́ pé sísá èyí kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ sọ pé ọlọ́run bàbá ọmọ ẹ̀mọ́ ọlọ́run mẹ́ta lọ sí ìfò rẹ̀ sọ pé nínú jọ́ọ̀tì ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ tí ẹ̀gbọ́n bí ọlọ́run ṣe jẹ́ kan tó sì jẹ mẹ́ta ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ọ̀gá ẹgbẹ́ bá sọ pé mẹ́ta ni ọlọ́run ní tó èmi náà ń wò pé ẹ̀mí jẹ́ mẹ́ta pé pọ̀ kò kàn débi ẹ̀pá ìjọba sọ pé mẹ́ta ni wọ́n kan ṣùgbọ́n bó ṣe jẹ́ mẹ́ta ni èmi gan ìwò kò dé mo bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ sí ìdàgbàsókè mélòó pé jésù jẹ ẹni náà mélòó lọ́jọ́ pé jésù jẹ ẹni ọlọ́run àmà pé jésù jẹ ọlọ́run òun náà sì jẹ ẹni náà ṣé ká fi jẹ ẹni náà lórí ẹ ṣé ká ti nínú òwe jù àná fílípì ni ó ní ibi tí ẹni jésù ní ibi tí ẹni lọ ó ní èyí lọ ó ní nígbà kẹyìn náà ni nígbà kẹyìn yóò rí mọ inú wọn bá jẹ ká inú yín bàjẹ́ tó kó sọ pé ó ní yóò dára tí ń bá lọ ó ní torí ibi tẹ́mi lọ ó ní ẹ̀yìn náà wọ́n níbẹ̀ tó báyá fílípì ní ó ṣe àṣọkọ̀ pápá ń sọ̀rọ̀ pápá ń sọ̀rọ̀ pápá ń sọ̀rọ̀ pápá tó bá ti sọ̀rọ̀ wà ní pápá tó bá ti sọ̀rọ̀ wà ní pápá bí pápá àwa ibi òun sì tẹ̀sí ẹ bọ́ ọ̀rẹ́ sọ fílípì ó ní ẹjọ ta ló sọ fún òfin màmá ta ló wá fẹ́ràn màmá mo ti láti tó ti mo ti gba ìdí ohun mọ̀ mi mo bá ti rí mi ó ti rí o ìdí náà rí mo tún ní yóò rí mi kan ni ṣùgbọ́n àwọn òpè tó jẹ́ pé ọpọlọ orí ní kọ̀ọ̀tù ayé o wá ní ṣe ní o ti sọ pé bàbá mi ìdí náà ta ló sọ fún tọ́lá mo lè ṣe 1 million ní sàlẹ̀ bá a ṣe sọ̀rọ̀ iṣẹ́ fún ara rẹ̀ ṣé mo ní àwọn tó kúnlẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ wá fún síta tó sì tún bá tún ọlọ́run àti praise the Lord amen let me please explain this down. Yo quiero ir a mí. Os toca por nada.
Praise the Lord.
Ìtọ́lọ́pù ìdíje tó fi wá láti bá a ṣe ètò ó sì ti ràn wá náà. total of 5 years. The purpose for which Jesus was sent is to destroy the work of the enemy. And that is the same thing he has called us to. Oluwa Ramelowo, let our heart be on fire for you. Let me know me. Let me know that you bow for me, dear. Me for Jesus. Ni Oluwa Jesus, Sandra. When it doesn't be someone said that one to three. Psalm 110, 1-3. Okay, do you have to pay?